Agus fáilte mar aois go dtí an urgáil chinne go seachní ar an maidin dóanach seo. Welcome back to the Musical Hour here on the Gaelic Hour on Chin 97.9 FM. And this program is brought to you in part by the support we receive from the Heart and Crown and also the Monterey Inn Resort and the Friends of the Gaelic Hour. The first hour program there with Catherine Dunn, Celia Dufresne, Ivy Bannister, Leah Mills and Mary Rose Callaghan is now available on the Gaelic Hour website as a podcast. If you want to go on there, you can catch it in the archive section. We also have a calendar up there where we list some of the events that are coming on in the city. And during the next hour, I'll try and keep you up to date on some of those that are going on. And you heard the ladies, and we talked about that the reading will be taking place. It's a fundraiser for a stroke. And that is at St. Bridget's on Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. Tickets are $30 in advance from ticketweb.ca, or you can get them $35 at the door. We open the second half of the show this morning. A piece of the music in the background is called Gravel Walk. That's what I experienced as I was coming down Sussex this morning. There's a bit of a gravel walk down there to the Dalry, the brothers. And after this, we're going to move into a nice piece of music by Danu on Colleen Jazz Croatia na mo. And if you want to give me a call, number here is 613-244-0244.
He loved you, he cares no more. simplicity, oh no. Oh no.
And you are listening to the Gaelic Hour on Chin 97.9 FM.
And this is Tony Kenny, Easy and Slow.
Twas down by Christchurch that I first met with Annie, a gentle young maiden, but not a bit shy. She told me her daddy, who came from Dungannon, would take her back home in the sweet by and by. And what did to any man, whether sunshine was gone and the evening grew dark. Along by Kingsbridge and begot in a jiffy, me arms were around her beyond in the park. And what's it to any man, whether or no, whether I'm lazy or whether I'm true. As she lifted her petticoat, lazy and slow, and I rolled up my sleeve for to buckle her shoe. To the town of Dungannon, you can search till your eyeballs are empty and blind. Be you walking or running, or sitting or standing, a girl like my Annie you never will find. And what's it to any man, whether or no, whether I'm maybe or whether I'm true? As she lifted her petticoat, lazy and slow, and I tied up my sleeve for to buckle her shoe. And I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe.
And that's Tony Kenny. And Tony Kenny will be down at St. Bridget's towards the end of November in a Christmas concert. And Tony has been on the road for a long time, a wonderful Christmas show. And I do want to mention, of course, that when it comes to some of the stuff that is going on in the city, towards the end of the month, Gail Gavin will be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame here in Ottawa. I think that's on the 31st. And just a reminder, on the 17th of December, the Rose of Tralee Ottawa Centre presents Dominic Darcy and the Barley Shakers in an Irish Christmas concert. Tickets are on sale at ticketweb.ca, $22 at the door, $20 in advance. We'll be back with you after these messages.
Reach your community with an effective, creative and reasonably priced ad campaign on the Gaelic Hour on Chin 97.9 FM. Your message will be heard by loyal listeners to this program and show that you also support the Gaelic Hour. Call 613-800-1853 for details. That's 613-800-1853.
I had a request for this next piece coming up. It's Lorena McKinnitt and Raglan Road. And Margaret Moriarty asked me to play this for Kay Boone or Teresa Cull any Sunday before 9:45. So here's Lorena McKinnitt and Raglan Road.
Beautiful. Hasn't she got a lovely voice? That's Lorena McKinnon. And this is a good opportunity to catch up on a few birthdays as well. I missed a few earlier in the month, and it's while I'm playing catch-up. Mary Coffey, October 7th. Happy birthday back then. And on the 11th, it was Kathleen O'Halloran. And I see coming up, also on the 7th, sorry, I had Michael Stevens is October 24th, so that's coming out ahead. And of course, I can't go any farther, but I have to mention, there's apparently the whole town is going to go wild on the 18th. Now, so I'm hearing, I don't know whether it's true or not, but that's because Bethany Bazalian is celebrating her 44th birthday so on the 18th. So if you have any plans to come downtown, I strongly recommend that you avoid them. And this piece coming up is Ye Banks and Braes with Michaela Foster Marsh. And of course, Michaela is a friend of Helen Hansen's, and a beautiful version of it. 613-244-0244 if you want to give me a call. Foster Mars and Bethany Bazalian. and Ye Banks and Braes. Last night at the Kelly, Jim Kelly was inducted posthumously into the Cultus Music Hall of Fame, and congratulations out there for the honour, and to Mary Kelly. Mary is not very well at the moment, and I want to send the best wishes of everybody at Cultus and everyone that was there last night. You were missed, and we would love to have had you there, and it was great to meet your family and Jim's brother to be able to accept the award. And I know, Jim, you were a great one for the Friday Night Fiddlers, and I decided I'd double this one up because I have a piece of music, a good piece of fiddle music for you, Mary. It's the Flowers of Edinburgh, and it's the Barley Shakers. And, of course, the Barley Shakers will be playing at the Rosa Tralee concert this 17th of December at Library and Archives Canada. So this is the Barley Shakers from the CD High Road to Linton. Shakers, and they will be appearing with Dominic Darcy 17th of December. You can get tickets at ticketweb.ca, and they are $20 in advance. They'll be $22.50 at the door. Monday evenings here in the city, you can catch Irish language classes, Irish set and ceilidh dances, and Irish solo dance classes. And they're all provided by Cultus Kilthorry Éireann, and that's at Blessed Sacrament at 194 4th Avenue. The dancing gets underway from 6 p.m. The Irish language classes get the beginner's classes at 6 p.m. and then the more advanced gets underway at 7. And I see when I come down to the dance classes, have I a time? I can't see a time. I need to wake up, don't I? I see some, I do need to wake up. It's Sunday morning. And as I said, the Kelly was last night, and that's on the third Saturday of the month. There was great mood at the Kelly last night. There was a crowd of young people. There was a young lady, and she was celebrating her 19th birthday, and she brought all her friends to the Kelly. And what a way to celebrate a birthday. They had a great time, and if you have any friends out there and you think that they might be interested in having a party, next Kelly is the third Saturday in November, and a fun place to go. Then on Tuesdays, the Irish Seniors drop in is at 11 o'clock in the morning, goes over lunchtime. And that's at St. Margaret Mary's at Sunnyside in Fairburn. And if you want some information on that, give a call to 613-839-0082 or 613-224-2852. And Ella McIsaac has her Celtic choir practice on Tuesday evenings at St. John the Evangelist Church, and that's at Somerset in Elgin. And what else have we gotten? The Gales, if they're still doing their bingo, that's out at the Rideau Carlton Raceway at 7 p.m. If you were listening last Sunday, Caroline Pignette was my guest, and she was talking about her new book, Wild Geese, and I managed to drop in briefly yesterday. Congratulations, Caroline. She launched the book at the Heart and Crown officially yesterday, and there was a great crowd down there with lots of fun and excitement. good idea if you're looking for a Christmas present. Both of Caroline's books, Greener Grass and the Follow-On Wild Geese, make excellent reading. It's the story of a family in Ireland going through the famine through the eyes of a 14-year-old girl. And Greener Grass brings from early age to New Ross, where the family depart for Quebec. And Wild Geese is when they arrive at Grosseal and work their way to Bytown. And it's written, as I said, through the eyes of a 14-year-old girl. And it's written in a beautiful way that, from an historical perspective, it's an easy read. Strongly recommended. Moving along, and going back to history when we talk about going ancient times and all the rest. Probably the most famous tenor out of Ireland ever was John McCormack. And this is John McCormack with Just a Cottage, Small, by a Waterfall. 613-244-0244.
You're still my guiding light.
And that was Anna McGoldrick after all these years. You are listening to the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM. We'll be back with you after these messages.
7 days a week with the most delicious...
Changing places where you first found love. Now everything's falling apart. Are you alone? Too far from home? Are you just mindless? Or are you the fool? Feels like nothing. And it looks like you're.
Thank you.
That was Shane McGowan and Sinead O'Connor. Next piece of music, fairly new group out of Ireland, and when I mentioned it to Orla, my daughter, had she heard of Villagers? She had indeed, and it was Carl Gardner introduced me to Villagers, and this is a piece called Becoming a Jackal from their CD, Becoming a Jackal.
Your holy sense of disarray, never once the same, always rearranged. Things would never change in the scene between the window frame where the jackals preyed on every soul, where they tied you to a pole and stripped you of your clothes. I was a dreamer staring at windows out onto the main street. That's where the dream goes. And each time they found fresh meat to chew, I would turn away and return to you. You would offer me your unmade bed, feed me till I'm fed, and read me till I'm read. But when wide open, sleeping state, staring into space, with no look upon my face. I was a dreamer, staring out windows, out onto the main street, 'cause that's where the dream goes. And when I got from you, how I benefit from you being here.
You can have my heart, but it isn't new. It's been used and broken, and only comes in blue. It's been down a long road, it got dirty on the way. If I give it to you, will you make it clean? Wash the pain away. You can have my heart if you don't mind broken things. You can have my heart if you don't mind these tears.
And we're leaving you this morning with Julian Turner and a piece called Broken Things from her CD Across the Broke, The Bridge of Hope. Hasn't she a wonderful accent? You have been listening to The Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM with Austin Camerton. The programmes are available on the internet at www.thegaelichour.ca. If you want to reach me, my email address is austin@thegaelichour.ca. And there's also a calendar up there as well as a playlist, so you can see the CDs we take the music from. The programme is brought to you in part by the generous support from the Heart and Crown and also the Monterey Inn Resort. And I also want to thank the friends of The Gaelic Hour. If you would like to become a friend of The Gaelic Hour, go on the website. You can download a form there and help support local Irish broadcasting. And I want to thank Matt on the other side, the lass who took care of me this morning. Do come back, join me Sunday morning next here on Chin 97.9 FM for The Gaelic Hour, and we will have Conor Murphy and another hour of music. And if you would like any requests played, send me an email, austin@thegaelichour.ca.
Till my frozen tears fall at your feet. You can have my heart if you don't mind broken things. You can have my heart if you don't mind these tears. But I heard that you make all things new, so I give these pieces all to you. If you want it, you can have.
In Canada's capital, this is CJLL, Ottawa Gatineau's multicultural radio voice. Broadcasting in over 20 languages, serving 40 ethno-cultural communities. This is Chin Radio, 97.9 FM.